This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Been breaking down some LSU baseball to help us do that now. Cokey Riley, LSU baseball and football writer for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. Always appreciate the time, Cokey. How are things going at the ballpark for you?
Things are always going great at the ballpark. You know, it's the ballpark.
Last night, obviously, a great win for the Tigers. Needed to get back off the schneid after, you know, a tough series at Auburn. But we did get an unfortunate update from Jay Johnson on pitcher Gavin Guidry.
Yeah, so Gavin Guidry will be out for the rest of the season. He'll undergo a season-ending back surgery on Friday. This is something that I think a lot of people thought could be a possibility, just given how long he'd been out and how much they've been pushing back the potential return date for him since we learned about this injury about, you know, a week or two into the season. So, now we officially get the news, and, you know, to not have one of your best relievers and Gavin Guidry for the rest of this year is definitely a blow. But it is, I won't say interesting, but it's definitely notable that LSU's bullpen had to fight through this and play without him for the entire year already. And now this is just going to be, you know, their reality, you know, from here on out.
You know, Cokey, we're halfway through SEC slate and everything like that. Joe Healy from D1 Baseball came on with us before the season started. And when he talked about Jacob Myers, the Nichols transfer, he imagined that, you know, the fastball, his stuff, his electric stuff, he could play a really strong bullpen role piece for LSU this season. At the same time, in his first 6 innings pitched, he had one hit given up, but he gave up 4 runs in the process. I talked with Chris Blair about this earlier as well. The reason, because obviously 12 walks in 6 innings. But the last 2 appearances, no walks. It seems like he's throwing some more strikes. You already have your superstars out of the bullpen with Zach Cowan and with Cason Evans. You know, my question to you is, do you think that Jacob Myers, with the news that Gavin Guidry's not going to be pitching this year, could potentially step up into that third reliever role for LSU?
Potentially, but I will say there's a lot of other guys who I think they're, I mean, every guy kind of has their own little niche. Well, a couple guys have a very particular niche, but I think there, it's going to be a lot of mixing and matching as to who the third guy exactly will be out of the bullpen. Right, if it's a lefty, if there's a bunch of lefties coming up, it'll probably be Connor Ware or DJ Primo who they go to. If it's a situation where there's men on base, they like to go to Connor Benge in those situations. So I think Myers is a guy who you can't really put into the game if there's other guys on base because of the threat of a walk, right? But his stuff is so good that if he starts out the inning and he's feeling good, then all of a sudden you got a really good, you got a pretty good shot of, you know, getting that 1-2-3 inning and maintaining the lead or staying within striking distance. And that's kind of what he's done in his last 2 outings, right? And if he just throws it over the plate, he's electric. I mean, I think he's the only guy in the team who's hit 100 this season. This is a guy whose fastball, it's not only a mid to upper 90s fastball, but there's some movement to that pitch too. And it's really, really nasty. So I think if he just keeps it over the plate, then he could definitely be an option for them. But I mean, again, like they got a bunch of different guys who they're going to be trying to go. They're going to go to here, depending on the matchup. I don't think they have another like matchup guy who is, I don't really think they're going to have a guy who's going to rise up the same way Cowan or Evans has, in terms of just like, you pitch the guy no matter who the heck's up at the plate. But I think they have a bunch of guys who can sort of fill in sort of what we've seen in the last four games, guys who can sort of fill in certain situations and do the job pretty well.
We saw Jay Johnson tinker with the lineup a little last night. It ended up paying dividends for the Bayou Bengals. Could this be something that, you know, he continues to do going into this series against Bama, or are we going to get back to what we've been usually seeing for the rest of the beginning of the season?
I think there's a chance that we could see Daniel Dickinson back at the top of the order again on Thursday, tomorrow. I don't think there's going to be a time anytime soon where, like, Curiel's hitting sixth and, like, Chris Stanfield's the leadoff hitter again. Like, I don't think we're going to see anything that drastic. But in terms of a little bit of shuffling at the top or a little bit of shuffling at the bottom, like, that could certainly happen. And Dickinson definitely has the patience at the plate and the contact skills to be a leadoff hitter. To have Curiel right after, and put Curiel between those two guys, between him and Jones, it does make some sense, because you go righty, lefty, righty, right? So that four hole spot's been kind of rotating. Guys have been rotating in that spot all year, really, whether it's Ethan Frey or Josh Pearson, and occasionally it's been Stephen Milam as well. So they like to have that righty lefty versatility in that four hole. So it's going to be certainly interesting to see what the lineup looks like on Thursday. Like, that's something definitely to keep an eye out for after they really mix things up on Tuesday.
Yeah, Koki, we've had some folks kind of texting in. Nobody likes to get swept, right? It's not a good look, but at the same time, you built kind of a buffer in the first 4 weeks of SEC play with the sweeps that you already had. So now LSU's 10-5 in SEC play heading into the second half of the conference slate. And three of their final five series are at home, and it's all the toughest opponents that they have left, with Alabama, with Tennessee, with Arkansas. I know that, you know, Texas A&M's kind of surging. They play them on the road, and then they play at South Carolina. But 10-5 at the midway point is a good record. And if you're talking about getting to the top eight national seed and having the home path to Omaha, you know, people in the past have said around 20 SEC wins, especially in this year when it's such a loaded conference, is kind of what you're looking for. And you're still on that path. So it's not panic time by any stretch of the imagination.
No, not at all. And I think this was like one of the least dramatic and non-consequential sweeps I can ever imagine LSU suffering. Because usually when you get swept, it's like, you know, the earth is falling, right? Like, the sky is falling. But I don't think LSU fans should treat it that way because of all the things that you just said. Plus, it's also not just that. It's also just like the process and how they lost, right? I mean, my worry heading into the series and heading into the rest of the season was like the bullpen depth after Cowan and Evans. Granted, at that time we thought maybe Gavin Guidry could come back and salvage something there. But at the same time, like, even if he did come back, like, you needed a bunch of guys to step up, and then they started stepping up against Auburn. I mean, they only gave up one earned run in like 12 innings against Auburn this past weekend, and that's pretty fantastic work from the bullpen. And I just think that, you know, when you get that, and then the rotation wasn't horrible, it wasn't good, don't get me wrong, but they were good enough to keep them in the game for all three games. It really just comes down to the offense, and that's been probably the best, most consistent part of this team all year. And they just happened to have a really bad weekend at the plate. And if that continues, then sure, we can start, you know, getting pretty concerned about the offense. But, you know, after scoring 10 runs last night against a pretty good McNeese team, and just seeing the production the consistency of production that they've had really since, you know, that Omaha loss, like, they've been really fantastic. And I have trouble seeing a scenario where they don't get back on track and are, you know, at least scoring seven, eight, nine runs relatively consistently as we move forward here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Koki, what do you know about this Alabama squad coming to the box? No, they're 8-7 in the SEC, and it seems like their pitching staff is definitely not as advanced as their lineup.
No, not at all. I mean, you mentioned it. Like, they're 12th in the conference in ERA, 12th in strikeouts, 15th in batting average against. They don't get a lot of swing and miss. They walk a decent amount of guys. They're 10th in the SEC in walks. They're not the most advanced pitching staff, as you said. Interesting note that we learned, you know, just less than an hour ago, Tyler Fay, who started Sunday's game, is actually going to start Thursday's game because, shorter outing on Sunday, they don't want to push up their top two guys to a Thursday start. So he's going to start the Thursday game against Kate Anderson. And then after him, it looks like it's going to be Riley Quick, who's usually their Saturday guy. He's going to start the Friday game. He's going to start game two. And Zane Adams, who's been their Friday guy, is going to start the Saturday game in game three. So just a couple different – they've definitely tweaked their rotation heading in this weekend, which is kind of interesting. Let's see what kind of effect that has for the rest of the weekend. They got one really good reliever in Carson Osmer. I mean, 1.17 ERA, over more than 10 strikeouts per nine innings. He's been really good for them. I think that LSU should be able to hit the ball, you know, pretty decently in this series, especially in this opening game where they're not going to have their top two starters, either of their top two starters throwing. But with that said, Justin LeBron's one of the better hitters in the conference. 15 home runs this season, 1.176 OPS. He's been fantastic for them at shortstop. Great athlete, really good defender as well. So also he'll be going up against old friend Brady Neal, who hasn't been quite as successful this season. 200 batting average, one home run. But I think offensively they got four or five guys who really scary, who are pretty scary. But then after that, there's not a whole ton. So I think offensively this team is pretty potent, and I mean, it's going to be a pretty good test, especially for the bullpen this weekend. Well, you know, if any of these games are tight later on. So it's going to be a really interesting series for sure. I think Alabama's a pretty solid team.
Cook, your thoughts on Cade Anderson? Obviously, after that complete game shutout against Oklahoma, 135 pitches in that matchup, and then he doesn't have a great showing against Auburn. We listened to the audio from him in the last segment where he was talking about he didn't have his best control of his fastball. Kind of what is your anticipation for Cade this upcoming weekend in this matchup against what you mentioned is a good Alabama offense?
Yeah, I think Cade overall is fine. And when I say that, I mean this is a guy who I think every scout I talk to thinks he's a shoo-in for the first round, and they're not really bothered by, you know, a 4 1/3, 5 earned run performance on the road against a decent Auburn team. And I think that, this is a guy who's got four pitches. He can throw them all for strikes. He has good feel for pretty much all of them. From a movement profile perspective, the only time that he runs into any trouble is when he leaves the ball over the plate, because he has good stuff, but he doesn't have the best stuff. You know what I mean? He doesn't quite have the explosive fastball like Jacob Myers has, or even when William Schmidt's really on, like William Schmidt's curveball is this incredible pitch, or he doesn't really have that it pitch, but he's got a lot of very good pitches. Right. And if he can locate all of his pitches and he has good feel for them, sort of like he did in that Oklahoma game where he was, you know, avoiding the middle of the plate, but also throwing strikes. And so he was getting ahead and being able to sort of locate his finish pitch with two strikes. If he's got that going, then he's kind of unhittable, as we saw against Oklahoma. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see how he does over the next 5 weeks, because obviously they're going to need him.
Looking forward to this series starting tomorrow, Bama in the box against LSU. Also looking forward to your coverage of it, Koki. Thanks so much for the time today.
All right, thanks so much for having me on.
Koki Riley, LSU baseball and football writer for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. You can follow him on Twitter at Koki Riley, KOKIRILEY. Get all the latest from the Tigers, whatnot in the game. And it doesn't matter what time this game, the ball games go to at Alec Box Stadium. Koki's there till all hours of the night.
Oh, yeah, he is. No, Koki's great. We haven't had him on as often this year, but it's because we keep talking with the D1 guys that we also love, with Joe and Mark.
Yeah,
and
we got to mix it up.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But there's so much good college baseball coverage out there, and we get the best of the best, for sure.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.